This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A pause now to note a milestone. 50 years ago this Sunday, the first episode of The Jetsons went on the air. The life and times of the average American family circa 2062, which means if you stop to think about it, we're halfway to the future. Andrew Parsons reports.
Meet George Jetson. Life for the Jetsons is pretty sweet, but this futuristic family never seems to notice. George still complains about appliances acting up.
Well, this coffee tastes like rocket fuel.
And traffic in his flying car.
Boy, this spaceway traffic gets worse every night.
And then there's work.
Bad day at the office.
Yeah, those three-hour work days are killing me.
In the 1960s, economists assumed that the trend of shrinking workdays would continue as it had since the late 1800s. Seminal British economist John Maynard Keynes predicted that a three-hour workday was 100 years off as early as 1930. Gary Bertless is an economist at the Brookings Institution.
When Keynes thought that people might only be working 3 hours a day, he had in mind sort of a straight line of trends that rich societies had seen for the previous 70 or 80 years.
So what's changed? Well, a lot of things fundamentally. We're still getting more productive, just not as fast as before. And the gains that had been going to productivity now go elsewhere. For example, Bertless says, to the income gap.
If the people at the top are getting more, there's a smaller percentage left over for workers in the middle and at the bottom.
When it comes to the future, there will still be economic growth and innovation, but just not as much, according to Northwestern University economics professor Robert Gordon.
Things are just going to slow down. I'm predicting that the standard of living will double in the next 50 or 60 years. But it used to be that the standard of living would double in 30 years.
So even if we can imagine Rosie the robot helping out around the house in the future, the prospects of a three-hour workday don't seem as, well, rosy.
You got a light?
Allow me, sir.
I'm Andrew Parsons for Marketplace.